showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Everybody, it's showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Don't say it, please. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
Friday movies, and that means it's time for Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. We've got three very interesting movies here. You know, my son, my 7-year-old, last night learned the word mummified.
Aha!
Aha!
Well, you can really show him exactly what that means
exactly.
This weekend.
Arminet understood power was not given; it had to be taken. She made a choice to embrace evil.
Tell all, Rafer.
Well, this is the high-tech, big-budget reboot of The Mummy, the 1932 classic with Boris Karloff. And this is trying to be the big, splashy, Marvel-style relaunch of what Universal is calling the Dark Universe. They're going to relaunch The Wolfman, Frankenstein, Hunchback, Phantom of the Opera.
Really?
In something called a Monsterverse that's going to have all these overlapping stories.
Oh, that's... I love that idea.
It's a great idea. What you just heard there was Russell Crowe playing... I'm going to spoil this briefly... Dr. Henry Jekyll, who is one of the characters in The Mummy. So what they're trying to go for is a little bit of Nick Fury, you know, in the Marvel world. Now it's
right.
Dr. Jekyll,
who's
hunting evil across the world. The problem here is that this movie is trying to do way too much. I didn't buy the high-tech mummy. I didn't buy the zombies that come into this movie. I didn't buy the zombie comedy.
Swimming zombies.
Swimming zombies, that's right. I think, you know, this movie is very confused, very chaotic, very hectic, and I think in the end, despite the star power of Tom Cruise, who's always great, it just didn't work, and it feels a lot clumsier and a lot cornier to me.
Well, that's too bad. Movie number two is It Comes at Night, classic terror thriller for the summer. Let's listen to a clip.
Oh, God, I'm sure I'm forgetting a few things.
There's plenty of time to work out all the details.
Yeah.
Overload. Well, just settle in.
Yeah.
And we'll get working in the morning. And welcome.
I mean, this is just this classic horror movie where you... This is our safe place.
That's right.
And, of course, it's not.
That's Joel Edgerton and Carmen Ejogo playing a husband and wife. That's their idea of a warm welcome that they're giving to this other family who's going to hunker down in their cabin to try and shield themselves from this mysterious pandemic that has basically decimated the world. So this is a very, very intense, very personal, small-scale claustrophobic version of that story. It's not World War Z.
No exit.
Yes, there you go. There you go. And it works. I think it's very intense. You've got a good feeling of dread and anxiety in this film. I'm not sure it says anything that new to me in the end, except that, you know, when people are scared, they get desperate and they turn against each other. I enjoyed the film because it does work on a kind of a brutal, emotional gut punch level. The horror is almost more emotional than gore driven. But I'm just not sure it was saying anything that new to me about this genre.
Also in wide release, a movie called Megan Levy. It's a heartstring puller from the Iraq War. Let's hear a clip.
So where are you from?
New York.
I am, me too. But you're not a Yankees fan though, right?
Born and bred.
Oh, come on. Bag it in my heart, really? Well, I guess we'll never speak again, Megan. Chico, we don't talk to Yankees fans, right?
Good boy.
This has got to be the preliminaries of a much deeper story.
Yeah, Chico is that soldier's dog, and Megan Levy, played by Kate Mara, is going to get her own dog, bomb-sniffing dog, and they're going to ship out to Iraq. Her dog, Rex, German Shepherd, is notoriously aggressive, but she manages through patience, kindness, and willpower to turn this dog into a brother-in-arms, into a comrade, and it's a true story. I think part of it works really well, especially the opening scene where you see Megan Levy as this dead-end youth kicking around in this small town. She's got a druggy past. She's working these terrible jobs. She's got no purpose. She passes the Marine recruiter's office, and next thing you know, she's on a bus to boot camp in South Carolina. That had some real grit and some realism to me. The rest of the film, a little formulaic, a little bit... I'm not sure if it overdoes the corniness, but it just has these kind of beats that sort of unfold in this very formulaic, rote way.
Megan Levy, It Comes at Night, The Mummy. Those are the three films for this weekend. Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and The Takeaway. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John. You too.